What are you in?
Cognac.
So how you been, dummy?
Okay.
Joy tells me that you were in California?
Yeah, I conducted a 15-week seminar on inner-city riot control.
What's that?
Well, it has to do with the Chicago Police Department's approach to street gangs.
And they sent you?
Oh, better. 5-year warlord of the Apaches.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, this is an ex-hoodlum turned cop. Here's to for friends we discovered.
And the new ones.
Tell me about this new job. The next stage of your training program is to learn how to steal. Yes, sir. I know you're all experts in stealing from your black brothers and sisters. Now you will learn how to steal from the enemy. Remember, a black man with a mop, tray, or broom in his hand can go damn near anywhere in this country, and a smiling black man is invisible. The president of Chicago Edison's collective pipes. Stud, you will rip off the president's pipes while he's in his office. I want to talk to you, Willie. The brothers tell me you're right.
Yeah?
Good. We need a propagandist. So you're the Minister of Information. I want you to set up a group and use whoever you want.
Okay. What you want, like some posters, music, poetry?
Anything. Just as long as you talk to the people in the language that they understand.
Well, I know about 6 of the cats I can use. You know, it's a lot of wasted talent, the Cobras.
Good, let's use it. And give me an outline in 2 weeks?
One week, man. I ain't no problem.
Beautiful. I understand you're still registered at the university.
Well, you know I gotta take a few courses each semester, man. Get that bread coming from home.
You ever intend to get a degree?
And now, what do I need with a status symbol?
That's all it is to you.
For a black man in this country? I mean, now what else is it?
You know how my grandmother learned to read?
No, huh?
Along with me. You remember those reading premises?
Dick and Jane? Yeah.
When I first got into those books, my grandmother used to wait for me to come home from school so she could help me with my reading. And she would follow the whole thing, line for line. And one day, I don't know why, I just read a line wrong. And I realized she couldn't read. And I went into the bathroom and I locked the door. And I cried. And every day after that, I ran home so that my grandmother could help me read. And man, first time I saw her really read. Get your education, boy, she used to say. Because that's the only thing the white man can't take away from you. And she was right.
You know, I can't figure you, man.
What's the figure?
I mean, what are you in this for? You want power, you want revenge, you know? What is it?
It's simple, Willie. I just want to be free. How about you?
So do I.
And I hate white folks. Hate white folks? This is not about hate white folks. It's about loving freedom enough to die or kill for it if necessary. Now you're gonna need more than hate to sustain you when this thing begins. Now if you feel that way, you're no good to us and you're no good to yourself. You ever kill a man, Willie?
No.
I have in Korea. And when you spill a man's guts in the gutter, you see how fast hate disappears unless you like killing, and I don't think you will. Now, some of the Cobras will. Stud will.
Why Stud?
Because he's a killer. He doesn't know it yet, but he is. I have another job for you, Willie.
What's that?
We need money. So I have a bank job case. The only thing about it is I can't have the job connected with the Cobras.
How are you going to do that?
We use Red Beans, Benny Rooster, Paul Monte, JT, Johnny, and Tom. And you lead the team.
All the yellow niggas, right? Look, man, I am tired of that. I am not passing. I am black. Do you hear me, man? Do you understand? I am black. I'm a nigga. You understand me? I was born black. I live black. And I'm gonna die probably because I'm black. Because some cracker that knows I'm black better than you, nigga, is probably gonna put a bullet in the back of my head.
Stick up. Get your hands up. Move. Get on the wall. Ooh. Get on the wall.
Get up.
Now, move. Put your hands up. Hands up.
Southwest Chicago Bank. Bank authorities estimate the theft to be in excess of $300,000. The men have been described by eyewitnesses as six Caucasian males between the age of 20 to 30. Police warn that these men are armed and dangerous.
We can't even motherfuckers go hunting.
Recruitment and training group ready?
Had their final exams last week.
Transportation set?
They make two moves before they reach their final destination. Check for tails along the way. Pick up instructions as they go along.
Logistics?
There'll be $500 in new identification papers waiting for them when they reach the other end. After that, they live off the street.
And when they get there?
Locate and identify a gang like the Cobras. Set up training, a chain of command, organization, and a very tight discipline.
And?
No junk.
Good. I want the men assigned to Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Detroit, New Orleans, and Los Angeles to move out within 10 days.
Man, they got some bad brothers in New Orleans.
You got that right. And stagger the rest of them over the next month. There'll be monthly reports until they make contact and weekly reports after that. Now, if they get busted in the street hassle, they recruit in prison and we replace them. Any questions?
Go, Malcolm.
Go to the basket.
Hey.
Hey, man. I just got off duty, so I just stopped by this.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Hey, Joy.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Okay.
How's the family?
Oh, just fine. Just
good,
fine.
Good.
Hey, freebie, I think my oldest boy's gonna be an athlete.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, man. You remember that move I used to make coming off the baseline?
Yeah.
Well, he's got it, man. He's got it. The head and shoulder fake and everything. Man, I didn't teach him that move. You know, I went to the game the other day, and there it was. It reminded me of myself 20 years ago.
I like to see that. Next time you go to the game, take me along.
That's a bet.
Okay.
How's Arlene?
Just fine. She's back in school at nights, and she got a master's last year. Now she's going for a PhD.
Any chance of you two getting back together again?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not easy. Being the wife of a cop.
See ya. Hey, Jug's in town. How about us catching a set?
The three of us? Like old times?
Hey, I'm sorry, but I have really got to go home.
Oh, boo.
Listen, we'll make it around next week, okay?
Okay. Can't cut it loose, can you?
No. And she knows me too.
Hey. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
For me?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, let me get this coat on. We go down and maybe we catch two sets.
Okay. Then we have a nightcap and a late dinner at the Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Then we cut out all this fooling around and go see these two chicks that I came over to tell you about before I found out the Joy was here.
Ah, yes. Splendid. What happens in an underground organization when the first and second in command are either killed or captured? Daddy?
Each man is trained to handle positions three steps ahead of him in grade. The operations officer moves up and takes command, and everyone else moves up two grades.
Good. Now, we're almost ready.
We ain't no junkies.
Now and everybody gonna think you are. You put needle marks in your arms and you keep them fresh. And no pig is gonna bust you for the things that we'll be doing as long as you got those tracks.
Yeah. 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 That's really hip, yeah, man. During the daytime, we be nodding. Nighttime, we get out there and do it.
We are gonna get our own. Yeah. Stop begging for crumbs.
How?
What we got now is a colony. But what we want to create is a new nation. In order to do that, we got to pay a different kind of dues. Freedom dues.
Yeah. Right on.
Now, according to Mr. Charlie, we have never paid any dues. You dig those plantation movies on television?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No chains, no whips.
Yeah.
Bunch of happy darkies. Just waiting on Master Charlie and his family and digging it.
Like it's fun.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. It's Colonel Beauregard come home from the war.
My faithful retainer, George. The war is over. And we lost. You're not a slave anymore, George. You're free.
Free, Master? Is that bad, Master? I don't want to die.
You're free, George. You can leave the plantation.
I want to stay with you.
But I can't pay you, George. The carpetbaggers mortgage the plantation.
Oh, don't let that worry you none. Well, I wouldn't know what to do with no money. And don't let that mortuary thing worry you either. Everything's going to be all right.
Bless you, George. George, sit down, George.
Master.
You have just played out the American dream.
Yeah.
And now we're going to turn it into a nightmare.
Thank you. one's off duty, lady. Can't you read? Take the next one.
Now, let's see what we got.
Oh, wow, man, what a ripoff.
You know this gonna make the headline.
No, it won't hit the papers at all. Might give some other people ideas, but this place will be swarming with CIA and FBI.
We go underground?
No. They'll be looking for everybody except us. You see, this took brains and guts, which we don't have. Right?
Hey.
Move it out.
Some of the boys is 1A for the draft, man. Now, what are we gonna do if they get called? Go underground?
Yeah. If they can beat it, they should. But we recruit every non-vet we can get. Right now, I'm trying to recruit Dawson as a double agent.
Turk, you really think we can win?
In guerrilla warfare, the winning is in not losing. When you sleep on the floor, you can't fall out of bed.
Then what we trying to do, man?
Fight Whitey to a standstill. Force him to make a choice between the two things which he seems to dig most of all. There is no way that the United States can police the world and keep us on our ass too, unless we cooperate. When we revolt, we reduce it to a simple choice. Whitey finds out he can't make either.
Cobras is ready. What about the other brothers and sisters out there on the streets?
Their choice is when we start. If they don't follow our program and turn us into the cops, we lose in a week. But if they support us,
yeah,
then it's hit and run, harass and hound, and we can paralyze this country.
Yeah, right. Training has started already in 9 cities. 5 groups is combat ready. Plus us.
Right. And by next summer, we should be able to hit the 10 largest urban complexes in the United States.
Shit.
Nothing moves till I hear the word, right?
Right.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Cop shot a kid. Looks like it could be trouble.
Look, don't get involved.
Gotta go. Don't worry about it. How things look?
Not good. You're blowing your time.
Anything we can do to help?
Just what you've been doing. Talk to the kids, tell them to cool it. They'll listen to you in Perth.
Hey, Fred, what about the kids?
Everybody's pretty uptight, dude.
Hey, look, Bert, go down to the drugstore, call up the office, tell the night girl to round up all of the street workers and get them down here quick. And then join me, all right?
You got it, Dan.
What else to do?
Okay. Come on, come on. Wait a minute, hold it. Hold on.
Let me go, man! Let me go!
Wait a minute. Listen to me, man. What is this going to do, man? You got a wife who's worried about you? You're getting a job, and if you get busted, you're going to lose it. You want a few people around here with a job to lose.
Man, this has got to stop sometime or somewhere. We ain't animals!
Come on, y'all just break it on her. Break it on her.
All right, now, come on. Let's start moving it out of here.
Come on, just go home. Come on. Go on home.
Going in, bro. It's all over.
Looks like it's cooling now.
Yeah, I think you're right. I should be able to pull my men out in another hour. As I can pull all my men out.
Oh, man, it was gonna be all right.
Okay, let's pull it back. Hold it. Yeah!
your turn.
The boys ready?
Been ready. Mellow.
Primary and secondary targets.
Check them twice a day.
Weapons.
Oil and ready. Everything ready.
We have to wait.
I mean, what for?
Start, who is the man?
Well, you're the man.
And if they get me?
Do daddy.
And?
Me, Pretty Willie, and so on down the line.
So?
Oh, man. We go when you say go.
Yeah. I'll check you tonight.
Right.
How long since you've been in bed?
Not since the riot started.
That was 3 nights ago, man.
Yeah, I know. Catnap when I can.
When did the National Guard come in?
Late last night. All white.
I noticed.
Yeah, the people didn't dig it when they woke up this morning and found the troops were here.
What do you think they'll do?
I can't see them trying to fight the army.
They didn't mind fighting the police.
Yeah. I never seen them like that.
Maybe that badge has put distance between you and them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot. The pigs over here and the people over there. And never the twain shall meet, huh? Hey, man, I grew up down here, too. And I know these people. Now, there were some good people out there in the streets the last few nights. Not just hoodlums, like they say in the newspapers.
In a scene like this, anybody can get involved.
But that's only going to make it worse. We have to maintain law and order, or we might as well be back in the jungles.
Dawes, the ghetto is a jungle, always has been. Understand, you cannot cage people like animals and not expect them to fight back someday. It has always been an army occupation here. With police badges and uniforms. Huh? You and me, a cop and a social worker, we are keepers of this goddamn zoo.
The streets have to be safe.
Safe for who? You're here to protect property, not lives.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it? You worked hard to get what you got, didn't you? And you want to keep it just like I do?
Bullshit! Listen, you think because you got a badge and I got a couple of degrees, that makes a difference? Do you know what white folks call people like you and me in private? Niggers, dogs. Niggers.
Hey, hey, hey. Haven't heard you talk like that since we were in college.
Well, I'm sorry, man. Maybe the last 3 nights been a little bit much. I got a board meeting. I got to go reassure the white folks. Let's go get something to eat, okay?
Okay.
Hey, old bean, and you too, baby. This is Uncle Tom, commanding chief of your black freedom fighters in North America, bringing you the latest news from your fighting black underground. Hang on, brothers and sisters. Liberation is near. In just a few minutes, at precisely 3 o'clock, we will demolish the lavish offices of the mayor of White Chicago. Cause we don't have a mayor. Even if they do count our votes several times to elect him every 4 years. Remember, brothers, in spite of the lies about an assassination attempt on the mayor, which will appear in the white press, that this time we blew the mayor's office at night when he was at home to announce the beginning of our war of liberation. I dedicate this program to the National Guard,
but we're fresh out of hillbilly music. And according to the press and television, God spends all his time playing basketball with the kids and helping old ladies cross the street. But we know better, don't we? We know about that 14-year-old girl the trigger-happy guardsman shot last night, and the people they beat up, and the black businesses they destroyed, don't we?
It's almost time. 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
And the mayor's office is now air-conditioned, courtesy of the Black Freedom Fighters of Chicago. And the message is this. Pigs and the National Guard have to go. Immediately, if not sooner. If they have left by midnight Sunday, we will kick them out. Whitey, go home. We don't want you in our neighborhood either. And we will control our nation.
We will leave when things are back to normal. With them at the bottom and us at the top.
Colonel Evans, would you care to comment on charges of brutality by the guard?
If they obeyed the law, we wouldn't be here. They'll get what they ask for. But there has been no brutality by the guard.
Colonel, what about the threats by the freedom fighters that kicked the guard out of the neighborhood?
They said midnight tonight. It is now 12:30, which tells us exactly what we think of their threats. It's also time to put an end to this conference. I have a report to work on. Good night and thank you, gentlemen and ladies.
You just killed your last white man.
He die. My people attack.
You don't scare me none, you snake Indian.
Sambo.
Rerun. Yeah. How you like that?
You
like that, though.
Yeah.
Colonel. Always wanted to be like that, didn't you? So, brother, just a little acid.
Going on a little trip.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
Rock.
Ben, how are you? I just met the most marvelous bunch of niggers. The most marvelous bunch of...
You get him?
Shit.
Hurry. Due to increased fighting in Chicago, the president has ordered a brigade from the 82nd Airborne into the war-torn South Side to reinforce the beleaguered National Guard under heavy attack by black guerrillas since late last week. This is Pat Fennell, Chicago.
You've been here since the beginning, Carstairs. How does it look to you?
General, it couldn't be worse.
We have elite troops out here now against untrained black fanatics. The whole thing should be over before the weekend.
Those troops are facing a highly trained underground guerrilla army. They have military weapons and they know how to use them. The commander of those elite troops insists he can put this thing down within a few days.
You disagree?
Yes, sir, I do. They're a first-class fighting unit.
You've prepared an options book?
Yes, sir.
And?
We have three. Root them out one by one, starve them out by siege, total evacuation of the black population.
Evacuation?
Now, the first is too costly in lives and equipment. Neither evacuation nor siege would work.
Why not?
General, we sealed off the ghetto for 3 days last week. It paralyzed the city.
Paralyzed Chicago?
Chicago is more dependent on black labor than one would think. 90% of the garbage collectors are colored. 60% of the hospital workers are colored. 60% of the bus drivers and 80% of the postal workers. So although the concentration... The detention camps occurring under the 1950 Subversion Act already, we can't put them to immediate use.
Your recommendation?
We can end it alone, sir.
Yes?
The Russians obviously have a top agitprop man here. Find him, destroy him, and you have disorganized, ignorant Negroes to deal with.
Cut off the head and the snake dies.
Exactly.
All right, Carstairs, get right on it. I'm going back to Washington. Get back to me by tomorrow noon. Honey, I'm going back to Washington. Why don't you use yourself here for a few days? A little shopping. Be back Sunday, huh?
Sure, baby. You can find something to do in Chicago.
But how do you know how to find me?
I looked in the phone book.
Yeah, well, you look great. But what are you doing in Chicago?
I'm here with my sponsor. Hustling anymore. Got me a steady scene. Be a little bit freakish, like black skin. But the money's good. Got me some property. You know it.
I do.
Yeah. You used to work for him. You know, you his nigger. All the time he'd be saying, if all of us niggers was like you, wouldn't be no trouble. First, I thought he was talking about somebody else.
So?
So they had to get Uncle Tom.
Well, what makes you think I know anything about Uncle Tom?
I'm not saying you do, but you know Chicago and I don't.
Yeah, but what am I supposed to do?
Warn him. Tell him they have to kick ass and they ain't playing.
One thing. Why are you sticking your neck out?
I'm black, ain't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you are, baby. Who's in charge?
Carstairs.
What are they up to?
They plan to get inside. Find out who this Uncle Tom is and kill him.
Cut off the head, and the snake dies. Do they know who Uncle Tom is?
They think he's some guy from Russia.
They would.
You want me to see what else I can find out?
No. Wait a minute. Two can play at this infiltration game. Find out all you can, but don't pry. I'll have somebody contact you in Washington. Baby, be very careful. And don't contact me again unless I get to And why should you feel threatened by the freedom fighters?
Because I am, and you are too.
How?
You know how. Look, all the progress we've made over the last few years will be wiped out if this thing isn't stopped soon. I heard even your foundation is on its way out.
Well, no. They decided to increase the budget and the staff.
Yeah. Well, my husband was dismissed from the hospital. And he was the first and only Negro on a white hospital staff in the city.
Well, what is the connection between your husband and the freedom fighters?
Damn, that is the whole point. Innocent and decent people are suffering because of niggas who know nothing but hate and revenge.
And it's all a nigger's fault, right?
Look, don't romanticize those people, Dan. They're not beautiful.
Only by contrast.
Dan, those freedom fighters are murderers.
Hey, listen. It didn't figure to be long before those niggas realized that you don't have no wind throwing a brick at somebody with a gun.
Dan, whose side are you on?
Your side. We're in the same bag. Making the best of a bad scene.
I think he's mixed up with those black freedom fighters.
Dan, you gotta be kidding.
I am sure of it. We were talking and we just for a minute he was like he used to be.
Yeah. He was something else when he was in college. And that was before all this became fashionable.
He was defending those animals. Then he caught himself. And he said all the right things, but it just wasn't him. It
just wasn't the man I know.
Perfect source of intelligence. Gabe takes him all over the ghetto. I'll check it out.
Pete, I am doing the right thing.
Come on. Just put your coat down right there. Come on.
What is this, Doss?
Come on, Uncle Tom.
Come on!
Uncle what? Uncle Tom, up against the wall. Get some more. Spread your feet out. Come on.
Hey, easy. What is this? Some kind of joke, man?
Yeah, that's a joke. The joke is on me. I've been looking all over for Uncle Tom, and here you are under my nose. Cool Dan Freeman. Hey, only digging sports cars and bread. Good clothes and chicks. Cool. Beautiful cover, man.
Hey, when I think about it, I mean, really think about it. Now, would I risk all of this for that?
Yeah, well, I don't have to worry about that, man. I got enough evidence to take you in, and that's what I'm going to do.
What evidence?
Oh, them tapes, man. Them Uncle Tom propaganda tapes that you can't spread around the ghetto. Well, I listen to them over and over again. And it's you, Dan. It's your voice.
You got to be crazy.
Well, we'll see if a voice print proves whether I'm crazy or not.
Now what?
Now what? Well, the scene is over. Well, one thing. One thing. Are you working with the commies like they say? Who's behind you?
How come there gotta be somebody behind me?
Oh, come on, man. Don't put me on. No, no. The FBI says it's the most sophisticated underground movement in the Western Hemisphere. The work of an expert.
Uh-huh. An expertise is white man's monopoly, right, Dawes? Well, I am an expert. I spent 5 years flunking to become an expert.
This gun makes me an expert.
You big man with that gun and that badge. You know, Dawes, you want to have it both ways. You want a pat on your head from Whitey, and you want to love and respect to your people. But you can't be with your people without betraying that badge. And you can't be a cop without betraying your people, you hypocrite.
You think nobody else feels the way you do? You think you're the only nigger with the sense of an outrage?
Well, then hit back. Join us. We can use you. We got undercover people on the force.
On the force?
That's right.
Who?
Nobody with your rank. Come on, join us, Tom.
And you're using kids.
Who else am I going to involve? People like you and me? Uh-uh. The kids are our only hope. And I got to them before they got jailed or killed or turned into Dawsons. And now they'll do anything to be free.
Who said you were free, man?
Well, Dawes, even on the wrong end of your gun, I'm a lot freer than you are.
It's Dawson.
Hey, man. Dawson's your main man. You know, that would be like me killing Daddy.
Yeah. And maybe one day you'll have to kill Daddy. Or him, you.
You think we're playing games, killing white strangers? There are a lot of Dawsons out there, and some of them will try to stop us. But anybody gets between us and freedom has got to go. Now, that's anybody. You got the airborne out there now. If 40% of those troops are black, maybe they'll help us, and maybe they won't. But in the meantime, if you hesitate with any one of them because he's black, just once, you be one dead cobra. Now, if you ain't ready to pay them kind of dues, now you get out and go back to doing nothing, but don't tell me who I killed and what it cost me to do it. Now, get him out of here. Get him out.
Right,
It is now conditional red. All fighters in the field. You alert our groups everywhere. And remember, don't quit until you either win or you die.
Outbreak in the black section of Oakland brings to a total of 8 the number of uprisings by black guerrillas in cities across the nation. The president has declared a state of national emergency.